and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. If there's one thing that bothers me, it is when a politician that is guilty of committing a crime is caught up and exposed in some sort of scandal.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
That the American people throw out justice because of their lack of understanding of what the law states in our U.S. Constitution. They then fall in line with the propagandist, namely the CIA-controlled media, that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws that they themselves have sworn to uphold. This is why they believe, as a demigod would, that they are above the law. The preamble to the United States Constitution states, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice." And yet, when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign. That is like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him, they simply ask him to resign. This only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold, because it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. This is completely unjust and backward. Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of infractions, that there is nothing that they can do until his tenure, the holding of office, is up. That again is like the police waiting for the criminal to finish the job before actually arresting him and incarcerating him. This is completely and utterly false. Like President Roosevelt stated, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. The U.S. Constitution states in Article 2, Section 4, disqualification, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. When a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities, these laws, cannot be tolerated. The Constitution gives the House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offender. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the offender. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the offender. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court. 2/3 of the senators must vote for a conviction. The offender may be removed from office and never allowed to hold a government position again if he or she is found guilty. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson occurred in 1868 when the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adapting 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors. In accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the House's primary charge against Johnson was violation of the Tenure of Office Act passed by the U.S. Congress in March of 1867, simply over the president's veto. He had removed from office Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him with the brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. Earlier, while Congress was not in session, Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses S. Grant as Secretary of War ad interim. President Richard Nixon resigned from office rather than face impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal in 1974. This was about a pedophile ring being cracked open in Washington, D.C. President Bill Clinton became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998. Later, the Senate found him not guilty. It wasn't about Monica Lewinsky and adultery, friends, that and that alone. It was about Chinagate, where Bill Clinton and his criminal administration were actually selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese military. Now that's not all. After the impeachment process is complete, then comes in prosecution. not a resignation, only to encourage the next politician to commit the same crime.
BBSRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, at any time, if you'd like to call in, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also, check us out on social media platforms. I've got lots to show you today. We're talking about when it rains, it pours. Here we are, folks. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. There we are, afternoon show. Right side is Tim Brown's morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as their 13 to 15 articles posted every day from contributors all over the country that are as the sons of Issachar who knew the times, that are a part of this culture war and making you aware of what you are being subjected to by your said representative governments. And church throughout the United States of America, and as a matter of fact, worldwide. So go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe to that as well. And one more time, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. A couple weeks ago, actually on December 4th, I had did an article that was called, "Here's the Problem You're Having, People. Don't Expect the Lord to Do for You What He Has Commanded You to Do." This is a said representative from the state of Minnesota that called forth a prayer meeting, and what they were doing, well, I should say what he was doing was taking, having someone take pictures of him so he could make some political op or some impression on the minds of the people that he's actually doing his job, which he probably is more so than others, but he's not doing his job because what he wanted to do is convey to the people, we need to ask the Lord to do for us what we're unwilling to do for ourselves. You know what? Pray all that you want to. Hide behind your prayers all day long, all that you want to, friends. It's going to do you absolutely no good until you put your prayers to your feet. That's called a work of faith and a labor of love, found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Also read James 2, 14 through 26. The reason I'm bringing up this individual, folks, because interestingly enough, he's at it again, and I'm not tearing him down, folks. I'm trying to do my best to build the guy up and admonish him and exhort him in the ways of Scripture. But you got to ask yourself the question, if the man is truly born of the Spirit, why does he need to be told what Scripture already told him to do, especially if the Spirit of God is in him leading him that direction? And I know that's the purpose of the body of Christ. I know that's the reason for the fivefold ministry. I get all of that, friends. But I'll tell you what, when I got born again, folks, it's been on the move ever since. And the weight of the world is on my shoulders. And I think more than not, I take it upon myself because I want to fix the world. Case in point, a guy said to me one time, Bradley, what's your problem? What do you think? You're the savior of the world? And I said, no, but I'll tell you what, I'm glad that you see who I serve, because that's exactly what Christians are supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be bringing answers to the world, not bringing the problems to the world. So going back to Ben Davis here, representative out of the state of Minnesota, it's interesting because just recently they had found that a satanic display was put up in the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. Now, what was also interesting about that is his response, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I'm looking for something so I can highlight it. Line upon line, precept upon precept, right when we're done showing you and highlighting what it is that I'm going to highlight here. So what I did is, concerning what Ben Davis posted, he said, here's a new release I issued today condemning a vile tribute to Satan that is on display at our state capitol, okay? The first thing that Ben says is, listen, I condemn this vulgar display because it grieves my soul, said Davis. Now, here comes the ignorance that destroys not only his soul, but also the country, Hosea 4:6. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. He said, of the Satanist, they have a First Amendment right to do and to put this display. And I have a First Right Amendment or a First Amendment right to speak out against it. I just want to make clear that everybody understands that when you transgress law, natural law, first spiritual law, folks, natural law is premised on spiritual law in this country, common law. I'm here to tell you that when they transgress that law, when they break that law, they forfeit their right. I can take you down the road when you're going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone, right? You get pulled over by a cop. Why did he pull you over? The first thing he does is make reference to the law that condemns the crime of the one that chose to commit the crime. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16. Okay? He lost his right when he violated that law. The police officer points his finger to the law, Romans 3:20, and tells him, you are going 70 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. You are going 15 miles per hour over the speed limit. You don't have a right to break the law. Can somebody tell me how a Christian, self-professed pastor of a church and a representative doesn't know this? Isn't the law of truth to be in all of our mouths? Yes, Malachi 2:6. That's exactly right. Once you violate law, you transgress law, you forfeit your right. Liberty is the God-given right to do what the Lord's law permits. You don't have a right to break his law because he never gave anyone the right to do so. Therefore, devil worshipers in the United States of America do not have for the life of me a clue as to where people came up with this. But devil worshipers running antithetical to our law, they do not have a right to set up displays at any capital in the United States. Why? Because it transgresses our laws. Where is this guy? I'm just asking, in all sincerity, very frustrated with this guy, because the only thing I continuously hear from this said representatives, I don't know, you should probably know more about that than I should. Wait a second, you're in office. You applied for the job, and you're there. You should know your work detail found within the confines of the U.S. Constitution. But for some reason or another, he just keeps passing the buck. He is incorrect. We have a First Amendment right. We have vulgarity laws in America. Folks, where you can't say certain words. The problem is everybody thinks you can go ahead and do it. And why? Because they've lowered the law that dims the light by which man perceives his guilt. Why aren't they guilty? Why aren't they transgressors? Romans 4:15. Because there is no law. The people are no longer the law in this country. Now they think that the First Amendment covers everybody and everything, and you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. You are incorrect. Every step of the way. You do not have a right to transgress law. And the fact of the matter is, Mr. Davis sits here and says they have a First Amendment right to do whatever they will with their display. He is sadly mistaken. As a matter of fact, what should happen right now is the fact that the law should be called in. the display removed, and whoever put it up should be arrested for transgressing the law and even advocating treason against the United States. We'll be right back. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! It's acting up. BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kerry Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Well, we're rocking out this Christmas season, guys. Merry Christmas, Christmas. And we're going to be talking about that probably tomorrow or on Friday or Saturday concerning, did the apostles commemorate his birth or his death? Guess what? They commemorated his death, not his birth. Not that we're condemning his birth. Absolutely not. We're thankful for all of that. No question about it. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that, again, the apostles commemorated his death and not his life, and it's important that you understand why. We'll be talking about that in the up and coming days. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Wanted to show you something really quick. One of my friends just posted this, and if people are trying to figure out why we're receiving more subscriptions, friends, and added friends to our website, and yet the numbers are going down, this is what's going on the back end. Now, I do want to let you know we've reached out to Rumble several times, and they keep telling us that if you have a problem getting on the channel, please go ahead and send it to us. Have them come to us so we can deal with it. But there's no question. It just only confirms what me and Tim have been talking about concerning the censorship. But she continuously, really, and she has a right to, complain about every time she comes over to Rumble, this is what she deals with. It says a server with the specified host name could not be found. Now, this is coming from a friend that we've known for 10 years. Folks, But again, I wanted you to see exactly firsthand as to what's going on. And furthermore, again, every single week, for the record, every single week we have over 500,000 unique visitors on our site. And yet we're allotted up to 200 to 300 people on our Rumble channel. And it's a paid service. So we're looking for the nefarious activity, and soon enough, we're going to find it. And I know we've been talking about this for about 7 years now because we've been violated concerning our First Amendment right by YouTube. We've been violated by Google. They're expunging and erasing all of our content. Facebook took down over 770,000 friends. This is years ago, friends. And the list goes on. And we're constantly being harassed by Facebook. And now we're seeing the same process with Rumble. And somehow or another, we've been on Rumble for a couple years now, and they've only allotted us 21,000 friends. Isn't that interesting? And I think for a short amount of time that we were on Facebook, I was getting up to 600 friend requests a day. A day. This is what's going on in your country. And again, don't think it's going to stop. It's going to continuously go forward concerning the direction that they want to bring things. And I'm here to show you that. And that's what we're talking about. When it rains, it pours. And oh my goodness, is it raining and is it pouring? Absolutely it is. I want to show you this next. And I'm just waiting for, it seems that the site, you guys all know who Russell Brand is, right? Russell Brand is this, he's a con, is what he is. And notice when the whole P. Diddy scandal started getting exposed for what it was, all of a sudden Russell Brand mysteriously becomes a Christian. As a matter of fact, the headline here on Daily Mail says, newly baptized, as if to suggest water drops on his head or him going down under the water and then coming back up after he's immersed in that water. I guess, according to his mindset, he's saved because of that. No, it's a signal to you. And it signifies your death to self and you're alive to Christ when you come up out of that water. But again, notice the timing. We've seen this with several people now, okay? All of a sudden, they're getting saved because they see that on their trail, they could be in trouble for what they did or what they were a part of concerning the abuse towards children during the Diddy parties where they were extorted by being filmed in sexual acts. This is common knowledge. But what's interesting is Russell Brand here, he is a sex addict, by the way, okay? And yes, Jesus does deliver his people from his sin, Matthew 1:21. I'm not complaining about any of that. But it's interesting, he's still taking time as a sex addict to go ahead and look over at Lily Phillips. Lily Phillips is a young girl who set a record by, they call her a porn star. She's a whore. What's interesting is she slept with over 100 men in one day. Now her next record is to do it with over 1,000 men in one day. Okay. And you know what Russell Brand's message is to her? That Jesus loves her. Okay. And I'm looking at scripture. And when I look at scripture, I'm asking myself, wait a second. Again, the message isn't God loves you. He already demonstrated his love on the cross for you by sending his son who took your punishment upon himself. That's why the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why? Because all of that sin and all that of iniquity was laid that you're guilty of was laid upon Christ. Okay? That's why you repent out of gratitude. Why? Because you broke God's law. And that's why Christ came in our place as an advocate, as a propitiation to take all of our sins upon us and then or upon himself and then wash us as the propitiation from our sins in his own blood, Hebrews 9:22. Now, if Jesus had to do all of that and he took all of our iniquity upon himself, don't you think we should follow out of gratitude, follow line upon line what scripture teaches us, like knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men? Or preaching repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ like it tells us to? Or that's Acts 20, verse 21. Or how about Acts 2:38? How we've been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Isn't that what it talks about? Yeah. Where we're dead to ourselves when we're alive to him, Romans 6:1. Why, indeed, that's exactly what it says. I want you to listen to what Scripture says in spite of this creep, Russell Brand. Oh, and P.S., just so you know as to where I'm going here, Rumble is promoting Russell Brand in a huge way. Okay. Again, we're being censored. He's being promoted. He's a sex addict. And because he said he's a Christian, somehow or another, everybody's just going right along with it. No. You want to tell me why he's taking interest in a girl that is a porn star that has slept over with 100 men in one day? You want to tell me why his attention is turned there? Because he's no more saved than the devil is, friends. And that's the facts of the matter. Again, consider the timing. Let's go and see what Scripture says in Psalm 7:11. It says, God judges the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day. God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword, and he hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath prepared him for the instruments of death, saith Scripture. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and he hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and he's fallen into that which he has made. Now, is that the message that he's preaching to this porn star? Absolutely not. As long as you continuously tell them that God loves them, guess what? They're consoling them in their sin. They're not using the law to give them an excuse to get away from their sin, to show them that they have a need to repent before God, not before man, first and foremost. My goodness, folks. Well, I can hear some biblically illiterate ones say right now, Bradley, you know what? God loves, he loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. You are 100% incorrect. Hey, the person that chooses to commit the act of sin, does the sin go to hell or the person that committed the act? I'm just curious. How can the act be a part of the actor or apart from the actor? He cannot. God is angry at the wicked, right? For choosing to commit the act of sin. When you're standing before God on judgment day, either you're under the blood of Christ and you pass through judgment, or you're still in your sin. You're not going to look at the Lord on that day and say, Lord, you know what? The devil made me do it. No, he didn't. You chose to do it. Read James 1:13 when you get a moment. Okay? You're not going to excuse yourself by blaming somebody else for the choices that you make. And it's important that you get this, because this is one of the messages I continuously drive home on this radio program. Continuously. Take responsibility. Folks, you're going to take responsibility either now by repenting, or you're going to take responsibility when it's too late. And it's going to be too late. And you're going to wish you would have when you had the time to do it. You're not promised tomorrow, people. God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd and unbiblical abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, but yet not at the sinner. He hates the theft, but loves the thief. He abhors adultery, but he's pleased with the adulterer. Folks, this is supreme nonsense. And again, it's unscriptural. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. It grieves and displeases God that a rational moral agent under his government should array himself against his own God and Father. Making distinction, we'll be right back. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity, rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We got a lot to cover, but we're going to take the phone call from Debbie in Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Debbie. What say you?
Hi, I'm just calling about the satanic idol in the Capitol. And I just wanted to kind of add to what you were saying is that they are going to pray again today in the Capitol, one of the Minnesota groups. And I just thought, I've called everyone and don't really know what else there is that can be done besides removing it. But
or how about removing? Yeah, or how about removing the politicians that don't know the law that they should be upholding? That's the process of impeachment and prosecution, and that's exactly the problem we have. We have a bunch of ignorant said representatives because we believe that they're the better of the other options, and they're not qualified to be there. And when I say that they're not qualified to be there, look at their inaction. concerning the topic and what you're highlighting even now. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up. And it's interesting, Debbie, did you notice a couple of years ago how they put on the front page of the Communist Star in Minnesota how Satanism is on the rise in the state of Minnesota? So it's not like they're not telling you what's going on. I'm showing people what you're talking about right now on social media platforms. This is the satanic display that they have at the Minnesota Capitol right now. And yet we have our said representatives tell us that, well, they have a right. They have free speech. No, they don't. No, they don't. They even got prayers to the devil himself. The fact of the matter is that the church isn't going to do its job, Debbie. The devil is. And that's exactly who he's got, his little minions going out there trying to scare everybody because the church doesn't know its authority.
Yeah. And they say that, well, it's not the satanic church, and they make all these stupid things up that why it's okay for it to be there, the First Amendment, and all this stuff that's just a bunch of, well, you know.
Yeah, lies. Hooey, and that's exactly what it is. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I totally agree, and I totally appreciate your thoughts. By the way, folks, if you want to call in, thank you for that call, Debbie. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I wanted to show you some of the things that are going on. This will make more sense of, you know, why we have a Russell Brand. Another one, folks, is this guy from Canada. And, you know, Jordan Peterson, and he seems to have a better head on his shoulders than most of them. But, you know, that he's having church services now like Russell Brand is. That is in the middle of dropping F-bombs in GD. It's I'm not kidding you. There's no such thing as swearing Christians. Colossians 3:8, James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29. The list goes on. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Oh, folks, Ben Shapiro's trying to tell people how they're supposed to live their lives according to the Bible as he's calling and equating Jesus as a common criminal. All of these popular people are up, designed to confuse you, the Joe Rogans of the world. And again, I'm not capping on any of them. I think they all got something good to say. But folks, if you don't have enough discernment to understand how it's going to come, and I'm talking about who it's going to come from, I can't help you. Those that the Lord sends speaketh forth his word, exclamation, end of story. No debate, no more conversation. Is that what's going on? No. They want to show everybody how smart they are, how cute they are, how compromised they are, how diplomatic they are, and the people keep giving way to it. So therefore, the people are reaping exactly what they're tolerating. And it's exactly what's happening. And I want to show you what's happening at a local church here. I'm saying in the United States, we broadcast into 53 countries as well. But I want you to see what's happening in churches across America today. I'm not making this up. Look at this. You see this? So I got a question for you. What is the difference between what you're seeing in the world? This is not a church of Jesus Christ. That is not a church of Jesus Christ. Promoting Santa Claus in the place of the risen Christ, the crucified Christ? Okay. And again, people are trying to figure out what's going on. Leonard Ravenhill comes to my aid when he said, this is much, it's for sure, that in all churches, for getting even the smallest of, you know what, that's not right, forgive me. You know what, I got it right here, forgive me. I have a post over here on my page, and I want you to see it for yourself so you can understand the difference between the Christian church and what it is that you're seeing in the American church, and understanding why we have the children of the apostates. Again, here we are. And I'm going to go over to Leonard Ravenhill right now because that was not the right quote. Ravenhill, modern day church, and then poverty. These are all key words. We're doing live radio, but I want you to hear this for yourself. Leonard Ravenhill rightly said that the early church was married to poverty, prison, and persecution. Today, the children of the apostate, by the way, You're going to see this in national ads up and coming early next month. Children of the Apostate. P.S. If you're going to make your orders, please make them now. Thank you for those that are sending their orders in now. You just help us so we don't get backlogged in the process of coming up on Christmas itself. Children of the Apostate's available as well. They'll be sent out tomorrow morning. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's all about what Leonard Ravenhill is quoting here. The early church was married to poverty, prison, and persecutions. Today, the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. I guess if that's your thing, and if that's what you want to call it, I guess you can go ahead and take it for what it is. But I'm embarrassed if you believe that this is personality and this is Christianity. It just literally shows the ignorance of the American people on so many different fronts. Okay, so one of the things, another topic, when it rains, it pours. I wanted to show you this as well. I've all told you, and I've showed you the video several times of Elon Musk's occultic mother, his one world global order mother. And I showed you Grimes, the wife, his breeder, that's what they call it in the satanic church. The woman that he's having children with, she calls herself a witch. We showed you these pictures. I also told you that Elon Musk's, he's doing his best to make sure that he can put a neural link in the back of your head so you can be tracked on a global basis. This is why he's palling around with Donald Trump right now. And this is why he came out of the pandemic. Speaking of Elon Musk, everybody, I don't know where you're getting this from. And I'm sure that they alluded to this and they wanted to sell it to you without actually saying it to you. Through innuendo, whatever the case might be. But Elon Musk, some people believe that he actually made the car. Can I ask you a question? Who told you that? You guys all think he's this super smart brainiac kind of a guy, right? Well, he may be in part, but he's a deceiver, just like his father, the devil, the deluder. And why am I saying that? Because this was just reported. One American News Now is Elon Musk's Neuralink just installed into the brain of a second patient. So you might want to start, hey, all those people watching me every day, you might want to start doing, in part, if you haven't already, you might want to start doing your job that lines up to your confession and profession that you belong to the Lord by being the light and reproving darkness, because there's too many people that still don't realize that this guy is a huge deceiver. Everything around him is wrong. The people that are promoting him, these scoundrels, well, they're scoundrels just like Elon Musk is. Now, isn't that interesting? I just told you, I just got done telling you that Elon Musk didn't create the Tesla. Why does everybody think that he is? Because that's what the mainstream media wanted you to believe. And what do you hear all the today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, when they talk about Elon Musk? Oh, these are the kind of leaders that we really need, man. Look at how smart they are. You know, they said that about Bill Gates, too. But I think people are catching on to Bill Gates, aren't they? The madman, Bill Gates. Oh, they're all madmen. No joke. The joke is on you if you can't see it for what it is. I want to show you this because this is an interview. It seems a little bizarre to me the way it's cut together. So I will stand corrected, but it is what is being said here. And you'll get what I'm talking about in just a moment. Speaking of Bill Gates, isn't it interesting that you have been deceived into believing that he is the one that created, well, the Apple computers, Microsoft? Friends, can I ask you a question? Who told you that? Who told you that? Because he's not. These are men that had the money. I believe that they're CIA plants. They have handlers that give them the money, just like the guy from Amazon, Jeff Bezos. The CIA goes in, they recruit them, and then they tell them, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to pay you all the money that you need, and what we're going to do is we're going to funnel things through you to establish certain corporations and entities to begin to take over. Like, let's snuff out the little guy, right? Let's shut down the little guy and their businesses. Anybody paying attention to that, by the way, before I play this video? You notice when you're driving into town, you notice all of the little businesses are going away, and you know what's put in their places? All of the corporate stores like the Chick-fil-A and the McDonald's and these new ones coming from down south, Slim Chickens or whatever he's called. Isn't that interesting? Right on cue, right in the face of the American people who are allowed to be ruled by these tyrants. Hey, folks, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Who do you serve? Oh, don't say to me, Bradley, I just, I'm not going to get into that conversation. Well, you need to get into that conversation because you live politics too. And by the way, all politics is premised on some theological background in the sense of a theocracy. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by the devil and his little minions, right? There is no in-betweenites. There's your theocracy right there. I just gave it to you. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to show you this video of Bill Gates. And again, you might want to start thinking about what you've been told, friends, because we're stripping you down of all the lies and we're building you up in the truth. His name is Jesus. We'll be right back. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to take a moment. I want to take a moment, if you don't mind, and just tell the people that keep us out there, that are cheerful givers to this ministry. I just want to tell you thank you very much. I just seen Tram and your generosity, and I just want to tell you thank you for keeping us out there. I wholeheartedly thank you. I cannot overemphasize how underfunded this ministry is because of the black and white delivery. There is no gray area with me. Matter of fact, me and Tim Brown were talking about a week and a half ago. I did a show at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, 5. I got up an hour prior to the show. And he was just talking about how he's thankful that he doesn't have my gift. And it's like, I can't imagine having your gift. He's a teacher. I'm not. And it's just everything looks like a nail when I'm preaching, and there's an anointing that follows. Here, let me give you an example. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Jeremiah 23:29. And Jesus spoke boldly. He was the prophet. He is the prophet. And his Holy Ghost still bears witness to those giftings today, to the faithful among Christ. And what's interesting is when I'm preaching, it really does come out that way. It's I can't overemphasize how much I love people, but how much people are a hindrance to what's in front of us as a nation. It's bizarre. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received them not. That's what I'm talking about. They were the ones that crucified him. They refused his message. Luke 13:34. Read that when you get a moment as well, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. But they said of John Knox, the Scotland prophet, who stood up against the corruptions of Mary, Queen of Scots. She's noted for saying, and it's on the historical record, friends, back in the 1600s, that she feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. They called him the trumpet blast. And every time we talk about that guy, there's an anointing, and I'm getting it right now again. Isaiah 10:27, 1 John 2:27 as well, saying the same things, new, old, fulfilling of. And so what's interesting is he said he used to get up to the pulpit, and when he would get up to the pulpit, he would go up calmly, and he'd be up there for up to 30 seconds, and they said he would be just talking calmly, and then all of a sudden, he was very authoritative and very bold, and he was pounding his hand on the top of the pulpit. That is the man that understands that anointing. I can go through Elijah. I can go through King David. I can just give you analogies and examples. Examples is the word, not analogies, forgive me. Examples over and over and over again of the men that walked in that power. That power is invincible. When King David said that, he was confident, had all the, basically in Psalm 27, had all the armies, and when war is brought forth, in that war he was confident. And he knew that him standing with the Lord, he was in the majority. Case in point, John Knox said the exact same thing, that one man with God is always in the majority. And that's exactly what that anointing brings. George Whitefield said, the Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud shout can awaken them out of it. He's absolutely 100% right. Charles Spurgeon said, preach not calmly and quietly as though you were asleep, but preach with fire and pathos and passion. It's been rightly said that you have dead men in the pulpits. That's why you have dead congregants. It's exactly right. They're dead in their sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15. I can go on and on. The reason I bring that up is I just appreciate the fact that there's people out there that can identify a breaker anointing. And I'm talking about Micah 2:12-13. And again, just reverting back so I can hit a couple more topics here. If you were here right now, I'd give you a big hug. I just, every time I see that, hey guys, let me be quite candid with you. When we first started ministry 25 years ago, I remember because we were going to do high schools, nobody wanted to support us. And yet everybody was complaining about it. It made no sense. And I thought we were going to get a bunch of people jumping on to support us and aiding in our efforts to reach out to the next generation. Just the exact opposite. And the opposition came from the people that we thought were going to be there to help us. And I've told the story before, but I want to say this. There was times where I would literally, and I can still feel this because I know what it's like to be there, and I'm still there sometimes. But I remember going to the post office and opening my first ever support check for $5, and I cried like a fat baby with a wet diaper on. I was so thankful. And I never, ever want to be beyond turning around and telling people, thank you for your support. I remember one time we were at an event, and I noticed the lady that supported the ministry, and we were doing high schools, and I walked over to her and her husband, and I said, I just wanted to tell both of you, thank you very much for your support. She said, Bradley, I've been supporting ministries for 20 years, and I've never had anybody take the time and come over and tell me thank you. Well, I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to be that guy. And I just seen somebody online consider us, and I just want to take the time, Night Ram, and say thank you very much. I must have said it three or four times now, but you know what? Men need to be told things twice. I don't know if you're a man or a woman. Men need to be told things twice. Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob, Moses, Moses. You get the point. Samuel, Samuel. I just told you four times, so worth without excuse. We love you by what we do, and we're going to continuously do what we're called to do by the grace of God. And again, we just wanted to tell you guys thank you, because without you, we cannot do what we do. With that, let me get back to a couple more points here. I want you to see this. I know, again, I don't even care if it offends people, but here's a brand new post. This was 6 hours ago. A friend of ours actually posted it. And what he said, it's an honest to God post from Donald Trump. Do people not remember the scheme to create a North American Union? Oh, by the way, for those that didn't know, it was the a little effeminate pansy that thinks he's a hard guy, Ted Cruz, that has five offices across the United States. Him and his wife were the ones that were trying to push through the North American Union. That was to break down the border between us and Mexico and us in Canada. And you can rest assured that's what this all this illegal allurement is, because what Donald Trump just got done saying here, friends, is that no one can answer why we subsidize Canada to the tune of over $100 million a year. This is Donald Trump. And then he said, makes no sense. No, of course not. Here comes the opportunist. Many Canadians want Canada to become the 51st state. They would save massively on taxes and military protection. I think it's a great idea. 51st state. You guys all see where this is going, right? Don't even try to fool yourself into believing that this is not all pre-planned nonsense. Everything that you're dealing with right now is pre-planned. I think it was Saturday's show, I had highlighted the fact that I posted a meme for you, and it was coming from a conservative that was highlighting the fact that, wait a second, this isn't what Trump said. No, that's the history of Donald Trump. It's what he says and what he does are always two different stories. See, what's terrible about it is he represents everything that you hate concerning the other candidate that was given up to you as an offer, only to find out that as we see the fruit be born, he's doing the same thing that you were hating on. And you were sold that he was the good guy when, in fact, he's the same guy as those that you hate. This guy, Vincent James, just reiterating the point, said, Holman just said only extremely violent criminals will now be deported, and Donald Trump even goes back and backtracks on DACA. Well, here, what you didn't want to listen to is Donald Trump didn't create 1 inch of that wall that he promised to create. Matter of fact, 100 miles of old wall was refurbished, but never 1 square inch of new wall was ever constructed. Not a one. Okay, that's the tip of the iceberg. Then Vincent James, a Trump supporter, said, so the 10 million that crossed under Biden get to stay. When is it that you people are going to figure out that there is no difference? And again, overlooking the 1,300 others that were given as options that you didn't hear a peep about. He goes on, DACA stays the same, and Trump's administration is stocked, he said, with gays and Zionists. He said, what did we vote for? Israel security and low gas? Well, I can tell you this. What you're going to get isn't what you expected. And again, here comes Bradley Dean to go back to the prophets and say, the Lord tried to tell you, and now we're here, and now what are you going to do about it? And folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. I wanted to throw this at you as well, because we're talking about when it rains, it pours. I want you to see this. Tim just put this up moments ago on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Vaccine supporter Peter Hoditz predicts multiple pandemics will hit at the same time. It's all pre-planned. Americans, stand up for your own sake. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.